Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show? Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about in the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios in the WGN Radio Network, Team MVP starts now.
Team MVP correspondent Brian Altimer here live from MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Been a lot of bad news lately. There's been uncontrollable fires, hurricanes, and, you know, here in Chicago, just uncontrollable shootings and things that, you know, you just can't fathom here in the city. And now, you know, the WHO is saying that there's another variant of COVID to watch for. It's just been a lot of bad news lately. And does this, all this negative news have an effect on our health? Author and clinical psychologist Dr. Wayne Parnell is here to answer this and more. Dr. P, thanks for joining me. How are you?
Oh, Brian, I'm ready for some good news.
Well, first of all, I want to ask you this because I work in the news industry, and it seems to me there's no escape from it. Is there an escape from bad news?
I think if you think about it this way, news is neutral. It's in the way it's presented, right? That it's very alarming. You know, yes, there are tragedies. Yes, there are injustices. And I think we need to remember that not every conversation needs to be entered into with our weapons drawn, with us, you know, fists at the ready for a fight, that we don't need to be so reactive, right? Do we need to fix injustice? Absolutely. Do we need to serve those in need? Of course, right? But do we need to fight so that the other side sees our point of view? Nobody enters into a debate going, let me see what the other side thinks, right? It's not going to go far.
Right.
Can we avoid bad news? Well, Brian, I think we just need to reframe it. And we reframe it as neutral information. And that the greatest power we have is our power to choose, right? We have choice in how we filter what we hear, what we see, what we experience. We have choice in what to do about it.
And what are some of the common reactions to bad news? Because I know for me, when I get bad news, I tend to overreact. So is that a common feeling to have?
You do?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Awesome, Brian. I think the best reaction, really, like there's such a range. There's really such a range. I think the best reaction to bad news, and I'm judging, the best human reaction is empathy.
Okay.
Right? The problem is there's a recent study out of Penn State that says that people don't engage in empathy anymore because it might require an action. That action is just too hard. That's ridiculous, right? We're choosing to opt out of feeling empathy. So I think the best reaction is empathy. On the flip side of that, we get a broad range from fear to outrage. And then eventually it's overwhelm. It's like there's so much going on that we feel like we're never going to get out of this. None of that changes the situation. They only serve to stress you out further.
And we're talking with author and clinical psychologist, Dr. P. And you brought up earlier about, you know, people going back and forth and always trying to debate, you know, various issues. How does social media affect how people react to news? Because before all this social media, you know, you get the news and you just dealt with it. Now you have thousands of people that you can interact with, and not everybody thinks the same, and then you end up, you know, going back and forth with somebody you don't even know online.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I made a comment on a Twitter feed and had literally 1,000 people pile on and call me all kinds of names. And it was something that I just said, and it was taken out of context, and it was, oh, let's get this guy, let's show this guy a lesson. So it's really interesting because even for me, when that kind of thing happens, I go back to, I have a choice. This doesn't reflect on me. It reflects on the other person. I know my truth. And so really the negative psychological effects of negative news, especially on social media, you could get a stress response, right? And that varies. Like a person can truly end up feeling like a victim. If you had 1,000 people telling you how horrible you are, you're going to start to wonder, maybe I did the wrong thing. Maybe I am a terrible person. And you have to stop it. You really have to recognize that there are people that are there to be seen. That's what social media is. Social is about being social, and mostly it's about being seen. So I think it's really important that you think about the first thing that you put into your consciousness in the morning. Is it really some rant on social media? Is that how you want to start your day? Do you want to see tragedy on network news? Like, is that really the filter through which you want to see the rest of the world, your world? Filters everything through that first part of your morning. So what would happen if you started your morning with quiet reflection, if you started your morning with gratitude? Just see how that changes the rest of your day. See how your day goes if you choose that. I mean, this is about you choosing your own power in the world.
We're talking with author and clinical psychologist Dr. Wayne Parnell. Dr. P, tell you a little story about what just happened over the Labor Day weekend for me. I went to my parents' house because my birthday was on that Sunday, and we were all barbecuing in the back, and I'm on my phone looking at news stories and not necessarily reacting to them, but just, you know, keeping up on what's happening, you know, in the world. Should there be like a cutoff of what you consume as far as news?
I'm going to say it depends, right? So first of all, happy birthday. That's awesome. Second of all, I'm sort of allergic to the word should. Like, should there be a cutoff? Should you stop watching the news? Should you, you know, it's like, well, should is sort of an imposition from somebody else. It's somebody else's voice inside of you that's telling you what to do. Brian, I'm not here to tell anyone what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, watch or don't watch, but definitely, definitely give yourself a break, right? And then definitely always consider the source, right? Their motive for telling you what they're telling you. A lot of people, it's ratings. For a lot of people, it's attention or likes. Some kind of, you know, sometimes it's the spark action. Like, we need to do something. Let's, you know, can we coordinate on this? I mean, there are great movements out there that we all need to pay attention to. At the same time, there's all kinds of inflammatory stuff out there that we don't need to pay any attention to. It's just flap, you know, it's just someone has an opinion or someone misread science or, you know, there's so much going on that we just, yes, can filter what we put into our consciousness and subconscious.
Is there such thing as like an information fast where, you just put everything away and just walk away from it for a while, is as opposed to just stop, you know, as far as just, I'm going to give myself, let's say, a day or a week without, you know, consuming that type of stuff and interacting with people that may just bring negativity in your life?
I think, again, it comes back to mindset, right? Will the world end if you don't log in for a day? One of the best experiences I had was going on a cruise a few years ago, and it was a surprise. Like, there's no internet on the ocean. I chose not to buy the ship's Wi-Fi. I chose not to. And being in a space of enforced news absence was one of the best gifts I could have given to myself. So, you know, will the world end if you don't log in for a day or two or 10? And so, yeah, it's not only possible to do an information fast, it's really, really good for you. Like, notice your response to being disconnected for even an hour. Like, put your phone and your other social connections away for just an hour. Go maybe through half a day without checking your phone or logging into social. Give your mind and body a much needed break and see what happens. I think that really is part of reclaiming and truly choosing your power in the world. Choose what you let in. So I would say, yeah, it's so important to do an information fast.
We're talking with author and clinical psychologist Dr. Wayne Parnell, Dr. P, and we're talking about negative news and the effect that it has on our health. Now, we're talking about the mental side of it. Has there been like physical aspects of where all this bad news can actually affect the physical side of your health?
Negative news causes a stress response. It puts you on alert. I mean, your blood pressure elevates, your adrenaline pumps. I mean, you mentioned being at a party over the weekend. It's like you're scrolling through and you have a reaction, right? It's like, I'm fine. Your adrenaline pumps. And even though the adrenaline subsides, right, what happens is cortisol remains in your bloodstream, and that causes here's the negative effect of stress and negative news. Cortisol causes you to hang on to fat. It's really important to let go of the negative because it's a really bad cascade. So yeah, negative news can truly affect you physically.
And there you have it. Author and clinical psychologist, Dr. Wayne Parnell, Dr. P. If you want to find out more about Dr. P, you can go to WaynePurnell.com. That's WaynePurnell.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure. And see if you can spread some good news out there. Like, that's the challenge today.
I'll definitely get on that. Thanks a lot.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and WGN Radio Network. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact@masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.